94.7 Blair Radio's local guest host segments are sponsored by Turnkey Nerds. Computer issues, network issues, Wi-Fi issues, Turnkey Nerds now serving Blair with computer repair and IT maintenance. Their website is turnkeynerds.com, 402-426-NERD. You're listening to 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com, and coming up in about 10 minutes, a detailed look at that forecast. We have as a special guest today, Dr. Thielen. Dr. T, actually married, and again, I'm not going to even try to pronounce because I know I'm going to mispronounce your last name now. But no everybody worries. Knows that you answer to Dr. T a lot. So, and yep. So family practice as well as OB, obstetrics, and with childcare and delivery with Memorial Community Hospital and Health System. So, really, a quick question this year. Yeah, see, has it been kind of a weird, strange year for what you do?
I mean, absolutely. I think it's been kind of a strange year for everybody. We're really just kind of doing our best to go with the flow and roll with the punches. But in terms of our obstetric care, I think we've actually kind of had some benefit because we are a smaller facility. We've been able to, when we do have a delivery during this pandemic, it's a little more isolated. There aren't so many people on the floor, not as much exposure around. And I think that's kind of been a benefit for some of our moms to kind of feel safer and a little more secure. It's definitely been an adjustment. But I think so far we've been doing okay.
Well, I would imagine as hospitals have had to adjust with requirements to be able to have a portion set aside for COVID or that potential, has there been any point in time when you're like, whoa, that's kind of a create, how do we schedule these things?
We've definitely had to make some adjustments in terms of some of our elective surgeries and procedures, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, postponing things that were considered more elective, like, you know, colonoscopies or knee replacements or things like that. We've been able to do really well in the last several months with our bed planning and our staffing situation. And we've really kept things running pretty close to normal. I won't say normal because we have had to make some adjustments. But at least, you know, right now we're in a really good place. We have beds available, we have staff available, and we're able to kind of provide people the care that they need, even just their routine care. Even during a pandemic, that routine care is really important. So,
but also then with going into the labor and delivery situation, that has to be kind of kept that way because, well, babies make their own decisions. They don't wait.
Babies come when they're going to come. And we have a separate labor and delivery unit. It is, closed and locked and separated from, you know, our sick care patients and things like that. And so we're able to provide, you know, mom and baby with good, safe care, kind of regardless of what's going on with the pandemic or on the floor. So
now a really quick off the side question, early on in the pandemic, people were saying, well, we're going to have a baby boom. Have you kind of noticed that?
I don't know if we're far enough into it to really notice that yet. We wouldn't mind that. We love delivering babies. So we would love to see more babies born here at Memorial Community Hospital. I don't know. We may see, you know, this spring and summer, maybe we'll see some of those pandemic babies.
All right, we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about the labor and delivery rooms and what you guys have available, because I don't know that people really understand what Memorial Community Hospital and Health System has done in order to be able to make the state-of-the-art facilities, but also comfortable.
So, for sure.
So we'll come back in just a bit right here on 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com.